When I was a little boy, I once lost my parents in a busy market in Kolkata. I was probably lost for all of 15 minutes, but to a terrified little boy, it seemed like an eternity. I cannot even begin to imagine what it means to be lost for 25 years, like Saru Brierley.
I'm from India. I was born in a place that I don't know. These are the landmarks that I was from, and that kept me together. I had to treasure all those memories to keep myself together, to find my way back.
Five-year-old Saru got on a train somewhere in central India and fell asleep waiting for his brother, Guddu. When he woke up, the train was moving. Guddu was nowhere in sight.
Guddu? Guddu?
By the time the train stopped, he was in Kolkata, hundreds of miles away. He did not know the way back home.
I didn't really know what I was looking for. All I had was photos in my memory.
Until Google Earth came along, the lost and found story of Saru Brierley is now the Oscar-nominated film Lion.
I had another family, a mother, a brother. I can still see their faces.
I met the real Saru at the Kolkata Literary Meet. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Even now, he says, the bedlam at the sprawling Kolkata railway station feels scary.
It feels a bit scary, as in like how, you know, a little kid running around there, and not just at the station, but in the background where the train tracks are, and there's such a multitude of them too, and there's hurtling trains going back and forth.
But little Saru was a survivor. He lived off his wits on the streets of the city, sometimes escaping child traffickers.
That a boy at a young age could go through all these life-threatening situations and knowing how to tackle things and stuff like that, which I didn't really know. I just sort of acted on impulse, really.
Many like him never make it, devoured in the maw of the big city. He was luckier. He was adopted by a loving family in Australia, as the film depicts.
Saru, our beautiful boy.
We're very proud of yourself.
In the film, jalebis, deep-fried Indian sweets, trigger the memory and the search for home. But in real life, Saru says he had a map of India in his bedroom in Australia.
I always used to look at it and think, you know, I'm from somewhere, you know, on this map. But, you know, I used to close my eyes and just go, ding, you're there. No, that's not the place.
But they were a child's memory of small-town landmarks.
But the things that I was sort of looking for was water towers, a specific sort of bridge that sort of goes over the train tracks, a river.
He was using Google Earth and looking in a country the size of India for a water tower, an overpass.
For years and years, I started using Google Earth and just looking on train tracks, hopefully.
And then one day, he found the needle in the haystack.
And when I did find it, it was about 1:30, 2 o'clock, and I zoomed in at this little sort of a railway station that I thought, you know, the first thing I've got to see is a water tower, which is next to the railway station. And so I zoomed in more, and there it was.
The next day he checked to see if it had not been a dream. And then he came to India to find if his mother was still waiting for him. For 25 years, that woman, a laborer who raised a family by breaking rocks on a construction site, never moved from that little town, just in case her lost son ever walked back through those doors again.
You know, it was that sort of ambitious determination that really got me where I am now. And I think, you know, a lot to do with sort of the love between and the bond between mother and son.
He's visited her many times in the last few years. He's bought her a home. He says his Indian family has never made any demands on their newfound Australian son.
They never expected anything from me except just from my mother's point of view was just to have me back in her arms and, you know, see me again, which she may just thought that, you know, she lost forever.
Sometimes you do get a second chance to go home again.
I just, you know, kept on going and going, and surely enough, if you keep on going, you're bound to find it, regardless how hard it is. It's there, but one day, not today, not tomorrow, but you'll find it.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.